the Gentleman's Review.
Good Lord, if it isn't episode 78 of the Gentleman's Review.
Hello. Blimey,
it seems like ages since I've done one of these.
Yeah.
So long, in fact, that it took me three or four goes to get the intro right this time.
I thought that was impressive, actually.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
Well, it gets us all worked up, doesn't it?
I'm quite as stiff as a board. Stiff as a fucking board, I am.
I can actually see from here, yeah.
It's my back. It's bad.
So how are we all then?
Not too bad. All
right.
Fettling well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I thought you weren't allowed to fettle anymore.
I did, but I was on this new fettling course, and they just said, provided I sing the first verse of musical numbers occasionally,
yeah,
then I'll be all right.
Oh, that's not so bad then. And that's loosened you up a bit when you fettle.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here, right down on the ground, you in midair. Where are the clowns?
One day we should do a musical episode.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah, or not. Yeah, one of the two.
Can't afford the licensing, fuckers.
Oh, yeah.
They stopped us before.
Well, yeah, either that. And you could write some more songs. You used to write songs.
Yeah, I used to write songs.
We could just do the drink tea song over and over for an hour and a quarter.
We'll just put different words to that guitar loop.
Yeah.
Eat cheese.
Oh, you could combine it. It could be eat fruity cheese.
Eat fruity cheese.
What you been up to then, Tom?
I've been getting my yearly exercise, watching the women's singles at Wimbledon.
Ah, right. Yes, you're looking very unilaterally developed.
Yeah, it's been a good week.
Yeah, he's got one big arm as well.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was very very clever, because he's been touching himself about the lady tennis players.
It's good to be back, isn't it, after all this time?
Yeah.
Good to be back.
Can I go now?
Particularly good for me after the last two podcasts of actually having to think of things to say. I can just sit back and listen to you two again.
Oh,
you lazy fucker.
Yep.
Keep bloody talking, you lazy bastard.
Non-stop.
I might set a little 5-minute reminder on my phone, and then just every 5 minutes we have to go silent and Tom has to speak on his own for half a minute. Just to make sure you're bloody talking.
That's not the way it works.
I've got a pointy stick upstairs if we want to use that.
Yeah, I think right, so. Yeah, it's probably easier for you, because you're a bit nearer to him this week.
Doctor Who.
Cricket.
Sport. Beer. Politics.
Porn.
Cheese rolls. Cheese rolls.
Yeah. Fruity cheese rolls.
Fruity cheese.
Yeah. What about fruity cheese and a fruit tea cake? Wouldn't you like that?
Yeah. When do I talk about cheese rolls, anyway? I was with you up to cheese rolls.
I don't know. He said cheese rolls.
I don't really listen to you.
fair enough.
Yeah.
I've known you for about, 13 years now. I've never actually listened to a word you've said. You know, it's always been...
Cars.
Yeah.
Trees.
What
is it you like?
When we're having conversations, we're talking about Doctor Who, and I just hear cheese roll, 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 bap.
Yeah, cheesy roll. That's essentially it.
Cheesy roll.
That is pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Do it a bit late.
Cheesy roll. I can't get high enough. We started too high. I've not got the range.
I'd like to welcome all our new listeners as well. We seem to have got a few this week.
Have we? That's nice. Jolly bloody nice. It's always nice having new listeners, because, I'm bored of the old ones.
Yeah.
Not really.
I think that we've done two potties without Andy, and thus have got new listeners.
That could be it.
Yeah.
That's about to be the thing.
Yeah, well, all you new people can fuck off then, if that's your attitude. Go on. Piss off, I'm back now.
I got told off twice for the last podcast due to factual inaccuracies.
Oh dear, what did you do?
Well, first of all, I
Is that a first for us? Factual inaccuracy?
Generally, we're spot on about pretty much everything, aren't we?
People do seem to be listening now and expecting some sort of, you know, accurate information coming from us about
things. They're going to be very disappointed if they try and actually test out, well, 99% of everything we've ever said.
Yeah, we'll solve that later on when I do my plugging corner, which I've just invented now.
All right, that's all. I'm looking forward to that. Sounds like you've put a lot of work into
it. I've got the theme ready in my head.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so probably do that in a bit.
So what did you say that was... pardon.
I don't know.
What did you say that was uncharacteristically untrue?
I won't cover it in the later thing.
Oh, right, that goes in there, does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I said something slightly, nearly inaccurate about something.
All right.
Somebody picked me up on it, so I need to correct that.
Oh, dear.
Martin's Plugging Corner.
Oh.
Martin's Plugging Corner.
Steal your thunder from late. It wasn't anything to do with the wedding, was it?
No.
I got the impression that some people thought that Andy was actually getting married.
Yes. I've just remembered what that stood for on my phone.
Oh, yay!
I left myself a note on my phone and I couldn't decipher it afterwards. But yeah, I was quite amused by the fact that some people congratulated me on getting married, but no one questioned the fact that I hadn't invited either of you to.
Exactly what I was thinking.
I thought it sort of shows what kind of relationship the listeners think we have.
A sort of Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
Antagonistic relation.
I think it says a great deal for our professionalism that we can come across with such matey badinage while we're recording when we really can't stick each other at all outside.
Yeah, as soon as these microphones go off, silence. You know.
Yeah.
Don't say anything when they walk in, we'll sit down.
Coat straight on, out the door.
Out the door, yeah.
Well, I do.
Yeah, we do that anyway.
Yeah, Tom actually does.
We don't mind that. Yeah. We've got used to that now.
It's only because I've got things to do.
Tom hates us.
Yeah. And that man on the bike thinks that as well.
Yeah, well, he did just veer us off as he drove past.
Yeah.
That's the fucking closest road 3 days ago, and I thought, fantastic, we'll have a nice, quiet podcast.
Yeah.
And they put a big sign at the top of the road, it's going to be closed for 3 weeks, and they reopened it.
Motherfuckers.
And left the sign there.
Next time they block it, steal their road signs that block it. And then that way, if they do open it up before Saturday, you've got a set of road signs that you can put out Saturday morning to block the road off.
Exactly. Yeah, but they fucking annoy me to drivers anyway, because even when they've got the signs up and the road blocked off, they still try and drive through the barriers and make crashing and crunching noises while I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, I do remember people swerving around on the wrong side, or sort of up onto the pavement the last time they blocked it off.
Because they diverted about 100 yards up the road.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they were on foot, I couldn't understand why they might try and get through, because 100 yards is quite a way to walk, isn't it? You know,
it's further than I've walked in as long as I can remember.
Yeah, but they're in a car.
Yeah.
They're sat down in a car.
It's no real effort at all, is it?
No, I fucking hate lazy drivers. As much as I respect lazy pedestrians and lazy people, I fucking hate lazy drivers. They just they sit there in their big, comfy, soft, squidgy, air-conditioned boxers. And go, must get there 10 seconds too soon. They're like people fucking live in London. They're complaining about their transport system. You've got a fucking magnificent transport system in London. It's a bit run down, a bit crowded, You might have to ride a train with your face in somebody's armpit. But at least you don't have to wait fucking half an hour between trains or buses.
True that. Preach it, brother.
Yeah, and when you see people only running for a fucking tube, why? Is there going to be another one?
Yeah, there's another one in about 90 seconds from when that one leaves.
Gotta get this tube, gotta get this tube, gotta get this tube. It could be that they're all incredibly lazy like me, and they know exactly to the second what time they're going to get into work and what time they have to get up in the morning. That could be it.
Maybe.
So that 90 seconds could make them late for work.
True, I mean, really, you're a bit late for work, you're scared, sorry, trains. Sit down. Or more to the point, you just sneak in, sit down, don't say anything, leave on time anyway, regardless of what time you got in, and I hope that no one's paying enough attention to notice that you weren't there on time.
Well, that's it. And frankly, if you're in Japan, that's a different matter. We'd have any Japanese listeners, so it doesn't matter, does it?
No.
No.
If you're catching the tube in London, it's unlikely that you are in Japan.
No, exactly. In Japan, apparently, if you miss your train and you're going to work and say, I missed my train because it was late, you've got to get written evidence from the train company that train was late at that time because they're so fucking reliable.
Blimey.
Yeah. Bastards.
That is, yeah. Ooh, I don't think I could relate to that. And it's just all, it's a bit keen, isn't it?
It's a bit keen, I tell you.
I don't really get people who give that much of a toss about their jobs.
It's an excessive work ethic, yeah. I think. Yeah.
It's not right. It's not healthy.
No, it's not. You've got to not give a shit. That's kind of makes you...
I think that is the secret to it, isn't it?
Yeah, not giving a shit. You might give a shit for a while. Sorry, I bet a coffee came up.
That was a nasty noise.
I belched.
Nastier than that, listeners, with the little sort of wriggly movement he was doing while he was making that noise.
It was quite vile.
Yeah. I actually feel slightly dirty now, just having watched it.
I drank too much coffee. It sort of repeated on me.
Coffee, it's a shame. Coffee's nice, but it don't do you right, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's
you're a sensitive little flower when it comes to the coffee, aren't you?
I've tried using the barrage. When you attack something with full force, is that a barrage?
Oh, it could be.
Yeah, barrage. Isn't
run
it?
With that.
Yeah, we'll use it. Well, I'm using the barrage method.
Yeah.
Getting over my problems with coffee by just drinking tons of it.
Yes. Sooner or later, you'll get used to it.
It does seem to be getting better. Yeah, it does seem to be getting better. I don't have to go and run off and have a massive shit anymore when I've had some coffee.
That's good.
And I don't get any stomach cramps. I don't get that dizzy feeling anymore. So that's not... That, you know, as long as all that's gone.
I don't know. Surely wasn't the dizzy feeling quite fun?
It was to begin with. It felt like I was pissed every time I had a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's cheap.
I think it was just because I hadn't drunk any in so long that just a remarkable thing in my system. It was just going, woohoo! Some new stimulant. Way.
Oh. Pardon me. God, it's the coffee's playing havoc with me today. Hey, you're off the coffee at the moment, aren't you, Tom?
I'm off. Quite. Yeah, I'm off caffeine and alcohol in an attempt to lose weight.
Jesus.
I don't know. My doctor said that they both stimulate appetite. My doctor might well be a lying bastard, but seems to be working, so
yeah,
whatever mind tricks the fucker's playing with me.
Yeah. I think the coffee doesn't stimulate appetite. I think booze does, because you always want to eat lots of fatty food when you've been pissed, don't you?
Yeah, or just eat at the same time. Yeah.
Although I think I have to say, more worryingly for your status as a founding member of the Gentleman's Review, is that we have two packets of biscuits here today, and Tom is refusing to eat any of them.
Yeah.
Well, worse than that, and I'm not proud of it. Worse than that, I was eating fruit.
Yeah, exactly.
Actual fresh fruit.
What I mean, how you intend to keep up your executive post in the Gentleman's Review if you don't even eat the biscuits? And that's a defining factor of us.
can't the dog have money?
I suppose so. This means that Dill gets elevated to the third full member of the Gentleman's Review, and you become the official Gentleman's Review podcast dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can't be relegated down to a canine. That's no problem.
That's fine.
Yeah. I can just bark annoyingly all the way through now, and I don't have to talk anymore.
I have to say that one of the worst things about Andy not being here for the last couple of podcasts is that Dill hasn't been here either.
That's true.
And I've been I've been missing him.
Aww.
So far as to say that was the only bad thing
and
about Andy not being
here. Fuck you. you fuckers.
Yeah, you do miss him when he's gone.
Aw, little puppy.
What was the excuse the other time? Oh, you were jippy, weren't you?
I was ill, and I was feeling a bit ropey and didn't fancy the drive over from Manchester, and B, I didn't think an hour of me going... behind you two talking would be particularly entertaining for the listeners, because that was what I was spending all my time doing. So
you never know till you try.
So I thought I'd duck out of that one.
He had AIDS.
Yes, but I'm over it now.
That's it, yeah.
Hey, better.
Ray for experimental treatments.
Yep. And then, sorry, what were you...
Was it homeopathic, the treatment?
Yeah, it was. I drank some very, very, very diluted AIDS, and it made it go away.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very clever. Yeah.
So you were saying before I interrupted.
Yes, I was saying, of course, the other one I missed, because I was at a wedding, which was very nice.
Yeah.
It was a wedding on a farm, on a cider orchardy farm place.
Wow.
Yeah, which was very nice. So it was all, there was a lot of people camping there. So it's the first time I've got sort of dressed up into my smart suit and that for a wedding in a tent.
For a second, I thought you were going to say the first time I got dressed up as a Miss Marple. I don't know why. That's where I thought you were going with that. I don't know why.
Well, I suppose, you know, if you didn't know what I was going to say, it is the obvious next part of that sentence was Miss Marple. Yeah.
So
it was very nice, sort of down in Hay-on-Wye. Oh. Quite all sort of rural and that. And there was obviously, there was as much cider and perry as you could get down your face.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, very, very good, very, very good do. And a nice time was had by all.
Was the Fuck Festival on down there?
I think it may have finished by the time we were there. It didn't.
Is it? I thought it was later on in the year.
It's certainly been, because someone I'd worked with went down 2 weeks previous to that. I don't know how long it goes on for.
Someone told me that they're supposedly the biggest second-hand bookshop in the country in Hay-on-Wye.
Wow.
And I saw a sign when we were in Rochester that said, country's biggest second-hand bookshop. So
fight,
either
fight.
One or the other of them are lying bastards, or there's a tunnel that connects the two.
Could be.
Maybe, yeah. It is one really long shop.
Mm. Yeah. Perhaps part of the shop is cloaked, and it just is a very long building. That
could be. Maybe one of them is claiming it on volume, and one is claiming it on weight.
Yeah, could be.
So, yeah.
Or the size of the customers who go in there. Like, it could be like for fat people.
Or for people like Jeremy Beadle, but only very excessively so. So it is only the biggest second-hand bookshop.
Well, it's been nice knowing your listeners.
It's good to be back. You've missed me, haven't you?
Come on.
Oh dear. I'm trying to get my head around that.
Do you need a minute?
Take time out. I went to see some comedy last night.
Did you?
Did you? Where did you go and who did you see?
I went to Home Firth, of all places, to see Dr. Philip Hammond.
Oh, he's a nice chap.
He's a rude health tour.
Good.
He's very funny.
I've liked his stuff that I've heard in the past. Mm.
Except every now and again, there's something he said. Only about two-thirds of the audience that were obviously doctors or nurses laughed at, and all the rest of us didn't.
What was it? Can you remember?
No. It was just every now and again, you get that vibe.
Just a particular thing, yeah.
As with, I believe with most of his gigs, it tends to be very heavy on the medicos. But, I'd highly recommend it. It seems to be touring everywhere with it. But this was the Home Firth Arts Festival, and the oddest place I've ever seen comedy. It was in a church. Not all even right. A disused church. Just a still active church in the middle of Home Firth that they like open to the arts festival to you know, host gigs. So
that's good.
There's loads of people with wine and beer on the pews. It's great.
Ah, I hope there was some sex going on the pews as well. You know, somebody having a knee trembler up the back.
Oh, there would have been. You'd almost
feel obliged to, wouldn't you? Just to, you know, tick that box.
What would you call it? You got the Mile High Club. What would you call it? Damnation Club.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, the, I don't know, the up the aisle club.
I was trying to do something with pulpit, but got a bit of work it.
I think you'd have to have a wank in the pulpit.
Fair news.
Yeah.
He was talking a lot about wanking, actually.
Those are the rules.
Yeah.
What, about its health benefits?
Yeah, he was going on quite a lot about safe ways of pleasuring yourself.
Yeah.
Well, like not hanging off the edge of a cliff.
How not to make your cock fall off. That was... I'm
more worried that there are apparently ways of doing it that will make your cock fall off.
God, that's scary, isn't
it?
Well, you know, things with your inflators and your cock rings.
They
can go bad.
They can.
Yeah.
Your cock ring. It bloody takes long enough as it is.
Which, you know, was interesting considering it was A, in a church, and B, the vicar was at the back listening to the gig as well. There's some good material there.
It's inflating.
Do you reckon he's going to nick any of it for his sermons?
Jesus, yeah.
As I was having a wank the other day,
I thought, was reminded of.
Isn't this cock ring a bit like Jesus?
Jesus. Literally. It certainly takes me a long time. Sometimes I've actually got to call in late for work halfway through.
Well, is that from the one that you were doing before bed?
Yeah, the night before. Jesus, yeah.
Yeah.
Red raw sometimes.
Phone in for a duvet day. Just if you're halfway through a wank.
I'm going to... It gets to the stage where you're just determined to finish. You know, it's kind of you started, so you finish.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave it.
It's as much a point of principle as anything else, isn't it?
So gone off again.
Still. I thought your problem was that it wasn't going off.
I should have said gone away again. Yeah. Comes up, nearly there. It's gone away.
It's
again.
Gone back in.
It's like watching the ocean sort of moving away from the beach.
The ebb and flow.
More ebb these days.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It's delightful, isn't it? Well, we asked a question on Twitter. We've had two responses, so shall I just read them out and get it over with?
Yeah. Oh, go on then. Yeah.
That way I can close down my laptop and not bother anybody. I asked, we're recording a podcast today, and we're wondering what you are doing tonight, sexy. Neil P55, if he is now. Why, what would you like to wear? Do. And William Tennant says, tonight, sexy, I'm eating my own body weight in buffet food. I weigh 87 stone. Right, I can close my thing now.
That sounds rather good.
Yeah.
I like a buffet.
Yeah, I don't mind a buffet myself. I don't mind one.
I've been watching a lot of Frasier recently, reworking my way through the series, and there was an episode where the character Martin is giving his ideal tips for working a buffet.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which were exactly mine, and I suspect yours.
What are they, then? Yeah,
well,
what are you?
No bulking up on stuff like your breads and other carbs. Aim for the like, focused, meaty items.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't waste any possibility of getting some animal flesh into your into your gut.
Yeah, the only bit of bread I usually take is maybe a bit of French stick to sort of almost sort of peel out into a flat bit for a bit of pate.
Mm. You always take a bit of French stick, do you?
Oh. I don't get it.
That's
what do you mean?
That is fucking poor.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah, it was.
Poor.
Leave now. Yeah, I like a vol-au-vent as well on a buffet.
Tend not to go for a vol-au-vent.
Really? They're one of my favourite little nibbly finger foods. Your vol-au-vents.
Yeah, no, not a fan. Not a fan.
Idiot.
How dare you, sir? Outside.
No, it didn't really work, does it?
I can still see.
Really. Yeah. Ah, curses. I thought if I closed my eyes.
Yeah, we really should have a big bank of sound effects to use during the podcast, I think.
Yes.
Where is the big bank of sound effects?
It's on the internet.
Oh, it's there.
Yeah. Either that, or just put a little note just to sort of say, insert door sound effect here. So when you're going back over it and not editing it, because we don't edit it these days, you
no,
can pop
that's
it
it.
In.
Yeah, I usually get our sounds from freesounds.org.
Yeah. Yeah, I've used, I think that was when we blew up Precious Little, a lot of the sound effects came from there.
And the BBC use it quite a lot these days. I keep hearing various sound effects. It's well, when you're using a site like Freesound quite a lot for things, you begin to sort of recognise sound effects when they're being used elsewhere. And there's certainly a couple of BBC programmes recently on the radio which have been using their sound effects.
Yeah.
So yeah, just get in there. Dig in. Give them some money as well. Might as well. Talking about money, nobody's given to Dill's appeal.
Have they not?
No, not a penny.
Dill has an appeal.
Yeah, on the website. Actually, no, it's not there now. I better put it back.
No, you've got time.
it's just for our local Tier Greyhound thing. Rescue place.
Yeah.
I do understand the problem with this is that it is a local to us, and that all over the country they have these local greyhound and lurcher rescue centres. And I did suggest last time that people just give to their local one.
Mm.
And I still stand by that. But if you are in this area in West Yorkshire, why don't you give via the website?
Yeah,
there's currently £0 in there.
When it comes back on,
it's got a cute picture of Dill looking. Oh, yeah, so cute. Aww. And everything. I thought people wouldn't be able to resist that cute picture of Dill.
It is one of my favourite charities. I've known a few dogs that have come from it.
Yeah.
At some point, I'll get one myself.
Do it. Go on now.
No, I can't be asked.
Go down there now. Go down there right. I'll drive you down after we've finished.
They've got a shop in Halifax. Can I just pick them up there?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you might have to ring them up and order them so they can actually move them in from the warehouse.
Ah.
Right. Myself a pair of dead man's trousers, a tatty paperback, and a dog. £3.50.
Do they have a website where you can have the collect at store option?
I think so, yeah. There's like a little check availability.
The black one.
Yeah.
So give money to local greyhound rescue and lurcher rescue.
No, don't just give money to local greyhounds. No. They won't know what to do.
No, they'll only spend it. They'll only spend it on rabbits.
So it's embarrassing what happened. They're going to the local butcher's house.
Yeah.
In fact, they've learned as a species to be able to say the word rabbit.
Yeah.
Rabbit. Rabbit. It's quite interesting. I'm sitting at the moment because I've got a weight on the end of my mic stand and it's completely obliterating Andy's head. It looks like his head is around.
But it's the same, yeah. We're sort of in opposition there because similarly, you have a perfectly round grey face with a black metal pole sticking out the front.
It's my nose.
Yeah. Because I just can't actually speak audibly whilst I'm facing you. I have to sort of face.
No, you're in a very odd position today. You need to face the wall to actually be pointing at your microphone, don't you? We've got a very professional setup here at Gentleman's Review Towers.
Yeah. It's almost like we're in a proper studio.
Yeah, sort of like that. Yeah.
Sort of like that, only that changes every fortnight.
Yes.
I need to move into a house where I've got an extra room so I can just leave this stuff set up.
Yeah, yeah. You've been saying that for ages. When are you going to get fucking rich and buy an enormous house and have a permanent studio set up
in it? Well, I mean,
rent my parents' house. They've got a spare room.
My income's going to drop soon, so I need to stay here because it's dead cheap.
God damn, is it?
Yeah.
So, that sucks.
Yeah, so I need to make sure that I'm somewhere that's dead cheap.
That is no fucking good. No. You're supposed to be rich so we can have all that fancy stuff.
If you want to donate to us, just give me some money.
How much do you reckon it will cost to outright buy an enormous house that you can have a permanent studio set up in?
About 150 grand.
Yeah, that's hardly anything up here.
So there you go. I mean, so what's that? It's about, what, 75 grand a listener?
Yeah, that'll do. Go to Nicola Whitehouse, go on.
Come on then, stick your hands in your pockets. Martin's house appeal.
Oh, actually, your mention of Nicola reminded me that he was whining that the cunts were going down. Presumably just because Andy wasn't here. So you're either the provider of or the stimulant for most of the cunts in this podcast.
Am I the cuntiest one of all three of us, do you think?
I mean, I don't want to seem like I'm joining in this whole thing of people stopping swearing, because there's a lot of that going on at the moment, but...
Fuck that.
I've just got quite bored of that word, of cunt. I've just got bored of cunt. I think I've just used it too much. It's like ashes in my mouth now when I'm saying it. I don't take any pleasure in it anymore. And there needs to be a different word now. We need to find a new word.
Right, well, that is a task for the gentry then, before the next recording.
Yeah.
What should be our new cunt?
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Cunt. Let's get them out of the way. Cunty.
That'll get the count up for this one anyway. It'll get the count up for this one. That doesn't really work because we use that as a pun anyway. Yeah, I had an odd thing happen during the week.
What was it?
You know how I was out in town in a bar, and you know how they pipe the music into the toilets?
Yes,
I was in there turning my bicycle around, and I noticed that completely unconsciously I'd been shaking the old chap off perfectly in time to the music.
Yeah.
It was heard it through the grapevine that was on. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, exactly. And I just sort of noticed halfway through it. That's an odd thing, isn't it? Yeah.
I wonder if Marvin Gaye, as he was being shot, was thinking, you know, I might be dying now, but at least somebody's going to beat the end of their cock to my music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a toilet somewhere. In a toilet in a shitty bar in Manchester. That's immortality for you, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what Shakespeare expected to happen. Didn't. Nobody could be
born. Yeah, well, the rhythm of his stuff's too complicated.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So have either of you two had any kind of amusing cock-shaking experiences this week?
Well, no, aside from the usual.
No,
I mean, very very little happened to me during the week because I go to work, I come home, I go to work, come home.
It's rubbish, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah.
Rubbish.
I don't have anything to talk about.
No.
It's very boring.
I was particularly hungover last Sunday after mine and Martin's script meeting
Yeah.
the evening before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you're calling it?
I discovered a new way of making my head feel better.
What's that?
Because I was in a particularly bad state of hangover where my stomach wouldn't accept anything into it, and yet my head was telling me that I needed to take in fluids.
Yeah.
and OXO cube dissolved in hot water and sipped. It was obviously gently enough for my tummy to accept it,
yeah,
but meaty enough for my head to think that it was getting something substantial.
Ah, I'll remember that for next time I'm hungover. That's quite clever.
Kind of a beef tea.
Yes. Mm. I always think beef tea sounds like it should be a euphemism for something, but I can't quite work out what it is.
Another one for the listeners there. Next,
yeah. Cup of beef tea, eh? hey. Yeah, no idea what it means.
No, nobody does.
Nah.
Not even Hitler.
No, and he knows most things.
Yeah, I still follow his encyclopedia.
All right.
It's a bit one track, I must say, you know, if you kind of go...
Yeah.
It says chocolate, and you read down, it goes chocolate. A cocoa-based product consumed, usually with sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
Added.
Yeah.
The Jews hate this.
He's always has to drag that into it, doesn't he?
Every time.
I don't know. If it keeps on like that, people will start getting tired of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Andy dies.
Excuse me. See, that's what you could have got for an entire hour 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, it'd be good with that. I'd have enjoyed that.
Yeah.
A bit of coughing.
We're very microphone thumpy today, aren't we?
We are. Yeah.
It lends quite a percussive quality to the recording,
yes.
I think.
We started off with a kind of shock mounts on the microphones, but they fell apart because they were like made of elastic bands and shit.
Yes.
They weren't very good.
Yeah, do you not remember them? The ones with the springs and the little sort of wires, and you had to push it into the middle. And they
were just pain in the ass, really.
Yeah, we spent longer than we spent recording on just putting them back together every time we needed to use them.
They were only about fiver each, that was why they weren't very good.
Yeah, you get what you pay for there, I think, don't you?
You certainly do, sir. You certainly do.
Mm. What we really need, I mean, you've got sort of wooden beams on your ceiling here. You could have those sort of, you know, the sort of hydraulic-y angle poise-y kind of mic things. If you just got three of those screwed into various parts of the beam,
you could
have to be quite long.
Yes.
But you could just sort of pull them down like that, and then there'd be nothing to bang into.
That's kind of what I thought I'd do if I ever had a house that I could set up properly. I'd just mount everything on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Three lazy boy armchairs with the beer fridges in the arms. You know.
Do it here. Your landlord won't mind. Or if he complains, you can just go, my fucking roof leaks, give me my rent back. And then he'll just go, oh, all right, keep the microphones there then.
Yeah, this place is falling to pieces. It's a right fucking mess.
Yep.
Is it old?
It's a shame. It's a nice place. But, yeah, I do wonder one day if we're going to come round for a recording and it will just be a pile of rubble with you sat looking perplexed in the middle of it.
It must be well over 100 years old, this place, surely.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have thought.
It's 1860s or something like that. It was built about the same time as the brewery along the road because it was a brewery cottage.
Mm.
There you go.
Mm. Brewery cottage.
Brewery cottage. Oops.
Hey, there's a new brewery in my town.
A new brewery?
Yeah. Sorry, I can't tell you any more about it than that, but it just excited me, and I was reminded of it.
Ooh.
I think a town should have as many brewers as possible.
Yeah, why not?
Absolutely.
If you've got nothing else on it at all, not a name, not any kind of interesting things about its beer or where it is? Or
it is housed in the building behind where my parents used to live.
Ah.
That's sort of interesting-ish. Yeah.
Trying to enter the beer yet?
No.
No.
Sorry, that was shit.
Shall I do my plugging corner?
Yeah. Go on then, do the theme.
Marty's plugging corner is where he plugs things he likes. Marty's plugging corner, there's nothing about bikes, because he doesn't like bikes at all, because he fell off one over a wall. There,
okay. I couldn't quite tell when you were finishing there, but yeah, that's...
Right. Thank you.
That's very good.
Right, so first of all, I'd like to plug, this is Edinburgh Pluggery, Because we're going to be plugging right up until Edinburgh, so don't get bored of it too early, I don't think.
Yeah.
Pointless Anger, Righteous Ire 2, Back in the Habit.
Yay!
Is going to be at Stand 5, 2:35 till 3:35. That's Michael Legg and Robin Ince, and it was the show that they did last year, but now revamped and all new stuff.
So, and we'll definitely be going to that, so, you know.
Yeah.
Buy as many tickets as you can, and you might meet us at one of the shows.
Yeah, in fact, we might put the call out before go down, and you can come and we'll get drunk.
Yeah.
Can buy us a drink.
Yay.
Oh, after the last podcast when I suggested that people buy us a drink, Jack Binoculars contacted me on Twitter to say that he was going to buy us a drink, just the one between us.
That's fine.
1 pint and 3 straws.
That'll do.
That's fair. All right.
I can
that works for me.
I can handle that. Also, of course, Big Noise. Tara Flynn's Big Noise.
Hey.
Which we went to see last year.
It was very, very good.
It's very funny. It's just
do
funny
go song. And see it.
Apparently it's going to be slightly different this year with different talky bits in between the songs, so that'll be great. That is at the Voodoo Rooms, most of August, 6th to the 27th, at 5:05 p.m. And that's a pootle onto there and have a look. It's free, of course. These shows are not free for the performers. They've got the fans somewhere to stay, so I put lots of money in the bucket at the end. I thought I'd get out of the way now, you know, save time later on in case anybody thinks when they go to free shows that they have to be completely free. Put at least a bit of money in there.
Yeah,
no, sure, willing.
Tight-ass little monkeys. Oh, you make me sick.
Also, of course, Andrew J. Leder is doing a show. You won't find it publicised anywhere. Which generally is the case with Andrew's stuff.
Is this because he put it together at the absolute last possible minute again?
Well, isn't it months ago? But oh, here we go. He's at the Voodoo Rooms at noon, so it's where he was last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a show called Cold Chicken, and it's about his life from October through to January, which was like cold turkey, only less intense and at far greater length. And if anybody wants to go along to the Royal Mile Tavern at about 5 p.m. This is kind of not definite yet. He'll be doing 9/11 again, which was a fantastic show he did last year.
That was a very good show, yeah.
It's great. He's such a great storyteller, is Andrew. Go along, please. I really enjoy that. Also, Michael is doing a show called Curse Sir Walter Raleigh. I don't know what time that is. I know it's at the GRV, and they're not selling tickets yet. So as soon as they start selling tickets, we'll plug it on the next podcast.
Mm.
So that was
mystery.
Martin's plugging corner.
All right, it's the short theme at the end, is it? Right,
more of a sting at the end.
Yeah, got you.
Than a jingle.
Yeah.
No, I enjoyed that.
I think you could possibly have actually punctuated all the plugs with the little sting in between.
Yeah.
That'd been, I think that would have given it an air of professionalism that was sadly lacking.
And I got told off last week because I mentioned Michael's Curse of Walter Raleigh show. And I said I didn't know if it was still going to be free because I know Michael was talking about it being on the Free Fringe. It's not on the Free Fringe anymore. You've got to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's well worth paying for. But I say we'll tell you about that next time.
Yes.
And keep an eye on the Gentleman's Review site as well. All these sort of flashing banners and things on there are for shows that we like, so just follow them to get tickets.
Yes. If you don't see every single show we plug, you are an idiot.
Yes.
They are all very good.
And we'll be at all these shows.
Yes.
All the time. We're just going to...
Yeah.
It's going to go there all day. We're just going to sit in the shows.
Yeah. We're going to go and then, you know, hide under the seat so we don't have to pay to get in for the next show.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I'm looking forward.
Yes, should be good.
I'm getting there before you as well.
You are, that's because you're getting up at stupid a fucking clock in the morning to When have you got to get going in the morning?
I have to be down at Manchester Piccadilly to get on my train at 7:45.
Christ on a bike. That is just
I have checked twice, and there definitely is a 7:45 in the morning. Therefore that's where I have to be. So I've come up with a foolproof plan.
Yep, come on.
I do that. There are trains that run through Huddersfield to Manchester Piccadilly all night.
Yes.
Because they have to go to the airport. So
yes.
I can just go in Huddersfield and have a few beers and then go on the train to Manchester and stay awake all night.
Genius.
I don't see what could go wrong there.
Nothing at all. I'm expecting a tearful phone call from you at about 9:30 saying, I'm just coming Piccadilly and miss the train. I've got to walk to Edinburgh.
Or even worse, I've gone back down to London.
So, yeah. Got to Edinburgh, went all the way back again. Yeah. But yeah, you do get there nice and early then, don't you?
Yeah, I can't remember. They all could get at Waverley, don't they? So I know, yeah. I'll just, assuming that the pubs in Edinburgh open at 11.
Ah, oh, there will be, won't
which it? You'd hope, wouldn't you?
You'd think.
Is that when you get in?
Yeah. I get in about 10 to 11, so I've got 10 minutes to walk to the Oxford Bar. I'll put myself there for 2 hours.
Well, either that or, you know, Offey Park Bench.
Yep.
One of the two.
Princess Gardens, there might be some entertainment on.
Yeah, get yourself a can of Super Tenants and then...
Can go and have a look at the floral clock.
Mm. Yeah.
Floral?
Clock.
Clock.
Yeah. Clock.
Yeah. Is there one?
Yeah. It's really cool. There's a floral clock, and the works are housed in the statue next to it. It's quite
an
interesting thing.
Oh, I didn't know that's where they were.
Wow.
And yeah. It was originally, the clock mechanism was taken from a church on the outskirts of Edinburgh, which was decommissioned.
Oh, were they the workings of the mechanical vicar that they had
there?
Yeah,
that's it. And then they put that in. And in 1936, it kind of wore out, and then they replaced it with electric on, and now it's back to clockwork again.
Cool.
I have no idea why I know that, but I was very bored the other night.
Oh, is it because you are a sad, sad wanker?
I was watching the Dan Cruikshank thing about parks.
Parks.
And even though he didn't mention that, I was looking something else up on Wikipedia about a different park, and then just ended up on... Because I wondered what a floral clock was. You know, I thought it was like just a picture of a clock made of flowers. I didn't know they actually worked.
Uh-huh. It's Martin's Park Chat.
Park Chat, Park Chat, Park Chat.
It's a new feature on the Gentleman's Review. Martin's Park Chat.
I'm going to create a forum just for that. Maybe a Twitter account as well. I've been to a park today.
At Martin's Park Chat. Went to the park, sat out on a bench.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Oh, lovely.
Dreadful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dreadful, darling.
Yeah.
Has anybody watched any television this week?
I watched any television. Bits and bats.
Not much.
I, through sheer laziness, ended up watching Mr. T's World's Craziest Fools, or whatever the fuck it's called. Purely because it was on after Family Guy and I couldn't be bothered turning over.
Was that last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was flicking through the channels. Yeah. I flicked straight past when I saw it.
I watched two episodes of that the other night.
Yeah.
And I was laughing. I can't remember what the fuck I was laughing at.
The thing is, as shit as it is, it's composed primarily of stupid people hurting themselves, which is always, in a way, a little bit funny.
There was something on there that made me laugh like a fucking drain, and I can't remember what it was, but which is pointless me mentioning it, really, isn't it? You know, it's kind of like...
Good chat, man.
Yeah. You know, I think that's possibly, you know, as far as I can go with that anecdote.
His styling's like this while we're sailing so high in the iTunes charts at the moment. I saw this thing the other day. It was, it made me laugh. I can't really remember what it is. It was a thing. It was very funny, though. Funny thing that I saw.
I worried a few people, I don't think it was last night, it was the night before.
Yeah.
So I went to bed, I was tired, and I just thought of an amusing thing to do for a SoundCloud, which was just me laughing and pretending that I'd recorded something earlier and I'd forgotten what it was and deleted it.
Yeah.
And just laughing at it.
Yeah.
And people thought I was on drugs. A couple of people actually asked me if I was all right and if I was on drugs.
Wow.
Which is pathetic, really.
Yeah.
It's awful, is it? Yeah. No, I don't. I don't take any kind of drugs, well, apart from alcohol.
And caffeine.
And caffeine, and occasionally a cigarette.
And heroin.
And heroin, yeah.
Yeah.
Apart from that.
Yeah. I'm making sure I stop there because we're going to go into a Lee and Herring routine.
Oh, yeah. Back away from that. Wow. People obviously have very low fun thresholds then if you having a bit of a laugh on SoundCloud is proof of you being smacked off your tits or whatever.
They were convinced that I was either, you know, a massive alcoholic or just completely off my tits on drugs. I'm very boring. I don't take drugs apart from the ones that the doctor might give me.
Yeah,
if I had like an infection.
Yeah,
you know, or an itch,
Or like one of them little cysty things that goes septic on your bum.
Yeah, cysty chapel.
We've got a SoundCloud thing for up in Edinburgh, haven't we?
We have.
I've noticed we're getting a decent number of followers on it.
Yeah, we got a free one that SoundCloud gave us.
Yeah.
And they gave us the £400, whatever it was, one.
That is jolly bloody good for them. Yeah. So hooray and a round of applause for SoundCloud.
Yay. Is that going to be all we're doing up there? Is all going to be SoundCloud?
Yeah. I might take the big mics up and stuff, but I don't think I don't see the point in doing a big old round the table podcast.
Nah.
Oh, we're not going to do one this year.
I don't think so. Do you?
I don't know.
Perhaps we should be discussing this afterwards as well.
Yeah, it's probably a bit dull, isn't it? On the point. Yeah, but, I don't know. But no, I've no particular objections to switching to being purely mobile.
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, we can chat to people when we've seen their shows.
Yeah,
have a little chat afterwards, just 5 minutes, and then we can have a drink. It'd be fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I like it. It's a plan.
Let's do that then.
Do that thing.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Actually, if you can get SoundCloud on your phone, Tom, you might be able to record something when you get there.
Yeah.
So you're the advanced party.
Yeah, we can see. It's got to be worth a try.
Yeah, and then we'll record something on the train, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, and then people will be thoroughly sick of us by the end of the week.
Yep. Oh Jesus! Another one.
When will it ever stop?
Especially as I've set it up to publish everything to my Twitter account.
Blimey!
Don't review Twitter account. So Facebook.
So Edinburgh SoundCloud Gentleman's Review, is it canonical or not?
I think it will be. It will be, especially when I've taken it away and edited it all together to be one big Gentleman's Review.
Right. Yeah.
We'll be doing. After the event.
Yeah, I was just wondering when people were, like, you know, checking the continuity afterwards, whether...
Yeah, I don't know what number it'll be. Who cares?
Ooh, talking of canon. very obliquely reminded me that I decided for some bizarre reason during the week to start watching Star Trek The Next Generation again from the very first episode. Because I've had the box sets kicking around for ages. So yeah. I just wanted them.
Yeah.
And then sort of I watched the odd episode. I mean, I might watch them the other week.
Yeah.
I thought, I'll start the first season, just see, remind myself what they're like.
Yeah.
And God, there's some shit there.
Yeah.
What was it with Troy and that weird haircut? And she had a big rod up her ass all the way through. It's kind of, yeah.
Maybe she did.
Really honest.
She talked like she was in slow motion.
Yeah. Well, the reason they hired Marina Sirtis to do that was because she looked so much like the puppet that they used for the first series.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was exactly what she was like.
That was her catchphrase.
Oh, yeah. They'd all do that. Yeah. They'd go there. Yeah. They'd meet up and they'd go, hey, who am I?
I can feel your pain.
That's very similar to all my Muppet voices.
That's very, yeah.
Yeah. That's the same as the wanking Fozzier did.
So, I don't know. I should really plough through all the Next Generations, because I'm sure there's still some I haven't seen.
Yeah, I'm sure there are some that I haven't seen, that is.
I thought you'd already done them all once.
First episode is all right. You know, sort of two-part scene setter or pilot, whatever you want to call it, with Q, and that's good.
Yep.
Second episode... Again, fine. It's a like pastiche of one of the original series episodes. And Data gets a shag.
That's
a good episode, is that? But yeah, third episode seemed to be Planet of the One Dimensional.
Nice,
and was just very, very tragic indeed.
Yeah.
Perhaps that was a pastiche back to the original series because the script was about as bad as some of the ones back then.
Oh dear, that's no good.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's as far as I've got. So hopefully they'll all be winners from here on in.
Hey, fingers crossed.
Yeah,
I'm sure statistically there can't be more than one bad episode.
Yeah, in my head they were all good from five onwards, but I think it was actually probably four. I can't remember.
Episode four or season four.
Season four,
episode four.
Yeah. It's a bit like Voyager, that got really good in the last couple of seasons. But when, as I said before, we've talked about this before.
They're all shit at the beginning, because DS9 was rubbish for the first couple of series and got quite good in the end.
I never watched that anyway. Well, I watched a couple of episodes just to say it was all a bit too portentous and
are they still making any Trek at the moment?
No, they're making the next film, I think. But
that was the other thing. Killing time in town during the week, and thought, I'll be sneaking, nip into a newsagent's and flick through Empire like I usually do. And I couldn't find an Empire, useless bastards. But I found a Star Trek magazine. I'll just have a see what they're talking about.
Yeah,
and I was amazed. I probably shouldn't have been, but I read Doctor Who magazine, which is brilliant, and I would recommend it to anyone who likes the show.
Yep.
But there's a vast difference, because Doctor Who magazine, by comparison, does not take itself seriously. Star Trek magazine does, to a comedic extent.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Just read, open, get one, you know, get into a newsagent's, find it, open at any page, and just have a read and see how seriously they take their show. It's funny.
That's bad, isn't it? I think it's because it's a predominantly American thing, isn't it? So, and
yeah. Do you think are they too predisposed to be overly sincere?
They
then,
are, aren't they? There's a lot of take very serious. If you ever look at the extras on an American show's DVD, and they're very, very serious about their show. Mm. They don't take the piss out of it at all. It's all very contractually obliged to be serious. And
that's a bit.
It's only the same way that if you ever watch a really bad film and then you see the interviews that people have done on the press junkets, how very serious they are about it. They're trying to find depths in these films, aren't they?
It's art, man.
Yeah. So it'd be like if somebody was watching the Fast and the Furious, and I go, it's a very serious study of what racing around in fast cars is actually like. Isn't it shit? No, it's really good. It says so in my contract.
Yeah.
You must say it is dead good. But of course, years later, when they're out of contract, it's like, that was fucking shit.
That was shit, and I'm embarrassed, and I want my name taken off it.
What's that name that directors use? It's Smithy.
Alan Smithy.
Because I've a vague recollection that they made a film called Alan Smithy with...
Yes, I think they did. I've not seen it, but...
With what's his name in it, off of Python.
Oh, thingy off of what's it?
Yeah. My brain's gone.
Well, there's only six of them.
My brain has departed. Eric Idle was in it, playing Alan Smithy, the director.
Ah.
Yes. Who had his... It's quite a funny film in parts.
All right.
It's kind of an example of a film that had been messed about by the studio to such a degree that it became hilariously bad.
Yeah.
And I liked that. But yes, so track it down. It might not be good. I've only seen bits of it.
I thought you'd seen the whole thing.
No. I do this with films. I'll switch it on television. Oh, so this film's good. Bedtime.
That's this week's Martin's film recommendation. Film recommendation.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Andrew Collins, I should be a film editor of the Radio Times.
Yeah, you just have to have, at the end of each of your reviews, a little asterisk that goes down to the bottom set to a footnote saying, mind you, I didn't actually watch the whole thing. Yeah.
I had an early night.
I had it on in the background while I was making my tea.
Oh, that'd be great.
But it looks all right.
Yeah. One of you two were telling me about the imminent demise of 3D films.
Oh, it was me.
And
yeah,
I was going to follow your example and go and see the new Pirates film in 3D a couple of weeks back, and still haven't got around to it. I do think I'm going to get through the whole fad without having seen one.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Yeah, apparently it's already waning in America. This is where it's starting. The wane is starting in America.
Yeah.
Unless possibly the new Harry Potter, the final Harry Potter, has a 3D.
I doubt I'll bother seeing it at all. No. But I went to see the new Pirates of the Caribbean and didn't see it in 3D, because I went to Printworks in Manchester.
Yeah.
And their 3D screen is the IMAX screen, and it's fucking terrible, because all the seats are set back only about 2 metres from the screen.
Well,
and they're all... The first couple of rows are about level with the bottom of the screen. Yeah. So you're sort of looking up at this enormous screen that's right in front of you, and you can see about... In your field of view, you're seeing about 2% of the entire film. So you spend the whole thing craning your neck, whipping your head backwards and forwards to actually see what's going on. It's a proper pain in the ass.
So is it actually an IMAX screen or just a big television?
I suspect it is a big television with like an enormous magnifying bit of plastic in front of it. And they're just billing it as IMAX, but they're just lying.
It's been a while since I've seen an IMAX thing, because there's one in Bradford near us, and I rarely go because it's just expensive.
You're scared of Bradford.
Oh, I don't mind. I was in there the other week watching Pirates of the Caribbean. What's Pirates of the Caribbean any good?
I can't.
You saw it.
Yeah, but I saw it in 3D. I think I was explaining to Andy that 3D is like a visual curry. It just masks anything that's bad. There's a lovely crane shot. Brilliant. And in 3D, it's just amazing. This big old street scene, and it's look fantastic. I have no idea what happened in that scene.
All right.
It looked brilliant.
It was all right. It had its moments. The plot was a bit sort of thin, but
yeah. But I can't. If I'd have seen it in 2D, I might have been able to.
Lovejoy was quite good, didn't it?
Yeah, it was good. Mm. Yeah. Kept talking about Lady Feltram all the way through.
Hey.
Lady Feltram.
I think they underused Richard Griffith, sir.
Yes, I do. Yes, Roger Allam.
Oh yeah, he was in it very briefly, wasn't he?
Yeah. I think most films use Richard Griffiths, particularly those that he isn't in.
But then again, I think this is the beginning of a new cycle.
Just series of films?
Yeah, we're sort of a beginning of a new sort of story arc, aren't we? And,
Of the Pirates films, right? Yeah, so. Not just there'll be a new sort of series of films coming. I'm smacking my microphone all over the place.
You don't have to tell us, because
No, I was just grumbling at myself for doing it. Yes, wasn't sure whether you meant we were due another sort of series of films of different thing, but or whether you just meant a one's new of the pirate thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Pirate. Yeah. Well, are they going to be making some more of them then?
Yeah,
they will do.
They keep making shed loads of money, so yes.
Yeah, they'll keep like running it into the ground until everyone's dead.
Yeah. Oh, well, a new Trek one, a new Bond one.
When are they coming out?
A couple of Hobbity ones that'll see me for the next few years with my three films a year that I tend to watch.
Yeah. When is Trek and Bond due?
Bond's next year, isn't it? 2012.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the only one I can tell you for definite.
There's the new Sherlock Holmes coming out in December.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah.
New dub. You have to go and have a look yourself.
Meh.
Do you know what it's called yet, Sherlock Holmes? It's not called Sherlock Holmes 2.
No, it's called like the. Blah, 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 blah.
I thought they should call it Holmes and Watson. I thought that would be a good sequel title.
Do you think?
They do sort of have nicely equal billing in them. Not billing, but they seem to be written sort of equally. As a proper partnership, so I quite liked the idea.
I'll go find out what it's actually
called. Calling it someone and someone else might be a bit too reminiscent of Batman and Robin, which was shit.
Because I know Mycroft is being played by Stephen Fry in this. Mm. I mean, he's already filmed his bits anyway. He filmed them ages ago.
Oh, everybody knows that.
Yeah. You said filmed his bits.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Because it was during the cold winter, wasn't it? It was frozen.
Aww.
Poor dear. He's well enough insulated.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. It's the. Can you hear the ticky tacky typing at home?
Ticky tacky typing. Ticky tacky toe. Yeah, keep talking. Talk about anything. Talk about everything. Keep talking. Keep talking. Yeah, you must keep talking.
See, people can tell you're not really on a computer. Otherwise, it'd be making noises like it does on films to show you that people are actually doing stuff on a computer, and you're not typing anywhere near enough.
No.
Everyone knows. Yeah, that's it. You've got to be going. Constantly.
Look to the BBC Sherlock Holmes there. That's
what's the answer? That's not going to tell you, idiot.
No, it's wrong Sherlock Holmes.
Fucking hell, Martin.
The other Sherlock Holmes I'm looking for. Both called Sherlock Holmes. That's just confusing. Oh, no, one's called Sherlock, actually.
Yeah. Oh, Jack, you jazz. Christ, lying bastard.
Oh, bizarre. Like. On IMDb, it's called Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows is the next one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Is it? Is it now?
Yeah.
Well.
There we go.
What is a game of shadows? Is it anything like statues?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
That's it. You got to pretend to be a shadow.
Rather than standing still, you've got to be darker than your surroundings.
Yeah.
All while someone's looking at you, then you can be lighter again when they look away.
I think you have to paint yourself black and lie at someone's feet.
Yeah.
Press right up to them.
Sort of burka or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got Stephen Fry as Mycroft, Jared Harris as Professor Moriarty. I think it'll be good. I like Jared Harris.
I can't think who he is.
He's Richard Harris's son, and you may have seen him in To the End of the Earth with Benedict Cumberbatch, the BBC thing. He played the captain of the ship.
No, I didn't see
that.
Been him?
He's pretty much the same as his father, apart from not having an Irish accent. He's got a very similar voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's not quite as handsome. In fact, he's got a face like a punched arse.
So he's quite a bit different then, really, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he sounds the same, except in the way that he doesn't.
Yeah. Yes. Looks the same, but for being a lot more ugly.
Is he the same height?
No, he's about 10 foot taller.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But he's got a big booming voice.
Hello! Are you Sherlock Holmes?
Is that all sound?
Yeah, that's really good.
I'm Moriarty.
I don't think I'm going to bother seeing the film now. Yeah. I think you've probably got all the good bits right in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
I think.
Someone should let you make films.
Yeah.
I just know.
I am lying.
Once I've seen it, I'll be still disappointed as I come out of the cinema.
Yeah.
I'm not having said that line.
Yeah, just shout it. Just shout it out during it.
Take a recording of you on your phone. Yeah.
This is rubbish. This sucks. Why isn't he saying, yes, yes, yes.
Just every time he says a line, repeat it back in that voice.
Yeah, just stand under the screen.
Shouting it.
Yeah. You can usually download scripts and just stand there with the script.
And go, ah, you will never work.
Ah, you will never work out what I'm doing.
I will kill your arms.
I'm looking forward to that.
Everyone do that.
Yeah.
All gentry, it is your duty to go and see the new Sherlock Holmes film when it comes out and do that.
That'd be great if they were on the cinema at the same time. Well, you won't be able to hear them because there's only two, but, you know.
Yeah.
if there were more than two people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, plug.
All right, hang on. Do the tune.
Do it.
Martin's plugging corner. He sticks his fingers in corners when they're looking at bodies for a laugh. Bum, 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 bum. So, yeah, I'd like to plug our other podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Dab and Tench, of course.
Yes, I've heard that one's very good.
A lot of people are enjoying that. We've also got the Dipso cast.
Yeah. I think the last one seemed very good in my head.
I've still not listened to that last one.
So it's
Dipso. I certainly enjoyed recording it.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to the Gentleman's Review site at www.thegentlemansreview.com. Look at the top bar, and there are links to those various sites. You can go into iTunes and pop in Dab and Tench or Dipso Cast, and just download this podcast. You might have fun.
Yes.
You might
have fun. In fact,
wait to sell them.
You never know.
In fact, yeah. I've still got the last Dipso Cast still on my phone because I forgot we'd done it.
Has it not gone up then?
No, the one with SoundCloud did that evening, but I'd forgotten we'd done another one.
Did two on the same evening?
Yeah, we SoundClouded one and recorded one for...
Blimey.
For the thing.
Yeah, because we thought we could.
Yeah.
Well,
we're drunk enough for it.
Yeah, that's a good enough reason to.
Yeah, it just explains why you didn't text me and say, it's up now. Which you usually do.
Because it isn't.
But then I remembered that we're going to do something later.
Ow,
but,
what have you done? Stabbed myself with this knife that's in my pocket.
Well, the fuck have you got a big sharp knife in your inside pocket for, fucking mental?
I brought it with me to cut my apple with.
I've got knives here.
Yeah, but I wanted a clean one.
They're all fucking clean. They're like a big pile of clean, and the big one at the front there, look.
Like, yeah. It's a nice, sharp, apple-y knife, and I thought, I've got it there. Kind it's of to hand, I'll bring it with me.
Ponce are you that you have to slice your apple while you're eating it?
It's like we're in the hood or something.
Did you not actually notice when I was doing that?
No, I wasn't paying any bloody attention.
In fact, that song Gangster's Paradise was about people carrying around knives to cut their apples with.
Yeah. When you go, I'm going to ring the police on you. And say, help, there is a dubious-looking man with a knife. You look, he's got dark hair and specs. Beat him up, he's got a knife in his pocket. Yeah, you can be singing that in the background while I'm shopping him. I wonder if I'll get a community reward.
Yeah,
community. Can I share it?
Action, yeah, all right. Hey. I'll buy you a pint with it.
Do they still have crime stuff?
When you get out of prison. I don't know.
I always like the fact that they put Crime Stoppers on during the day. The problem is that with that is that most of the people watching are going to be criminals or no criminals. So, not going to have anybody being shopped, really, are you?
Yeah. Don't they keep having stuff on the news about all the prisons being full?
Yeah.
Surely that's just an incentive to commit crime. There's nowhere to put you.
We've still got those prison hulks, which is good. Well, prison ships. They don't actually have the hulks anymore. Should paint one of them green. Paint a big white ripped shirt on the side of it.
Yeah. I see where you're going with that. That's good. Yeah.
And call it HMS Incredible.
Fucking hell.
Oh, where's that knife?
Well, on that wrist slitting example of of wit. are you actually editing this?
Only that bit out.
Oh, right, okay.
We'll keep this bit in where you're asking me.
Yeah, that'll be good and confusing. From... Well, are we about ready to go? I think we've done the hour, so we've done our time. It's time to go.
And I've done the crime.
Yes.
I did the mime.
So, from all of us here...
You're drinking the wine.
Yes. You going to interrupt me again while I'm doing it?
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
Oh.
Carry on.
So, from all of us...
slime.
Hey! Yeah. So, from all of us here at the Gentleman's Review... Bye-bye!
Yeah.
That was the Gentleman's Review podcast presented by Andrew Wilson, Martin Wolfenden, Tom Stringfellow. It was produced by the legs of Lady Macbeth. For more information about this podcast, go to www.thegentlemansreview.com.